Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Matthew Cotto at Game Informer. We're here for a special edition of the Sports Desk. And with me, I have Daniel, also better known as Chewbacca Lemma. He does the Mudhead podcast and also part of the Mudhead.com, which is on Mudhead.com, which of course, for anybody who plays Madden Ultimate Team, is an invaluable resource. And, you know, Daniel also has a great YouTube channel. Again, it's Chewbacca Lemma. That's Chewbacca, L-E-M-M-A. And a great channel. Anything you want to know, if you want to know about sniping, if you want to, you know, watch him, you know, make up some coins and live stream, as well as, you know, go through his team, everything you want to know. It's a great, great resource again. So welcome, Daniel.
Hey, thank you so much for that kind introduction. Excited to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for taking time out. You know, I want to start out, unfortunately, on a slightly kind of a sad note of obviously over the weekend there was the incident in Jacksonville, very unfortunate. And just to kind of point out for anybody who has been watching that or wants to know more about that, EA is going to do a live stream on Thursday, September 6th. It's going to, you know, have some ways for you guys to contribute and obviously, you know, watch the live stream, but also certainly, you know, celebrate Elijah and Taylor's lives, and also have some ways for you guys to contribute if you're looking for that. And one of the things they've done is they've set up a GoFundMe already, so you can go check that out if you want to contribute. And obviously, all the proceeds from that will go to a fund, you know, for the families of the victims. So again, that's a somber note to start out on, but moving over to, of course, Madden Ultimate Team, they had the new update that came out, and I wanted your thoughts on what you thought the update did for gameplay for the mode.
Overall, I think the update was solid. I don't think there was anything that was game-changing. It looks like it plays, I mean, the gameplay itself, the update on the gameplay, it does play a little bit better. I think overall gameplay is in a really good spot. I mean, I don't feel like I'm not, you know, I don't work for EA. I just kind of, from my point, I think Madden is doing, it's the best launch I can recall ever in Madden. That's how good it was. The content has been amazing, and obviously the stuff with Jacksonville, I mean, I think a lot of people can understand that this week has not been much content. The week after, I mean, that's I think take a step back. It's just a video game. But overall, the content has been really good. That's a big part of Ultimate Team is content. And obviously, content doesn't matter if you don't have a good game. And the gameplay has been really good. I think almost across the board, even the competitive guys say this is the best that Madden has been, at least at launch. There's still definitely some things that need to be improved on, like possession catch. You go to catch it and you're falling on the ground. They did make improvements on that, but you're falling on the ground, you're about to go down, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and just strips the ball out. Like, it doesn't logically make sense. But overall, I think gameplay is really good. I think it's in a really good spot. I think the update didn't change too much, but there wasn't too many holes, so I don't think it was necessary to make a big change.
One of the things that we're seeing, if you know, you go to the Madden subreddit, or I'm sure if you're just out there on Twitter, a lot of people are posting, you know, bug videos, which for any game that, you know, happens a lot. Bugs are an unfortunate part. You know, obviously some are better or worse than others. And you know, when I was reviewing the game, I saw some of them, but I didn't see them to like the frequency. Obviously, if someone makes a mashup video of bugs, that's, you know, kind of a low light video. But I don't know if you were seeing any of the things, like, for instance, you know, AI running backs taking a step back out of the hole, or even some of like the really outrageous ones, like the teleportation ones or anything like that. Have you seen any of those in your time with the game?
I personally have not, like, in, I've seen them. I've seen them out there. I haven't witnessed them, like, in my own game. But I do understand that stuff does happen. I think that's always happened in Madden, and maybe more so than other games. I don't know. I mostly play Madden. There is the bugs where sometimes all of a sudden, yeah, it's like teleports. I've seen that. The AI running is not good generally, but, I mean, most people don't let the AI run for them anyway. So that's not, to me, too big a deal. The AI running is terrible, but I don't really have, I mean, I think that's, to me, like, that doesn't really change too much because most of it's user on user. I don't really, that's too big a deal. But overall, I think, like, there are bugs. There were bugs. There was tons of bugs last year. There's definitely a lot of bugs this year where you just sometimes, like, I think I've seen them where, this was especially last year, where you might block a field goal and then it wants you to run like the opposite way, like the camera doesn't change, and then you run in and it like gives you a safety. Mm-hmm. It's like there's some weird things like that, but overall, I mean, those are bugs. I don't think they're too much to take away the enjoyment of the game. Because I've played over 100 games, and I haven't witnessed them, so it's not like something that happens like every few games.
What are drilling down a little bit deeper, what are your thoughts on RPM and the way running backs feel and handle and control?
Oh yeah, the real player motion is so much better. Anybody that plays it, you can't really see it until you really get your hands on the game, but the way the players run, the way you can the one cut, you can hit the hole just so much cleaner. It just feels more natural. At the beginning, there was definitely some things that didn't look exactly right. The players didn't look exactly right. But with the Frostbite engine, you could see how good it looks. It looks really good. They took a big step. And then just the actual feel of big running backs play like big running backs, I feel like. Smaller running backs play like small running backs, like the more nimble. So I think it was the running, I think it took some time to get used to. At the beginning, people thought it wasn't good. And now once you get your hands on it, once you get good at it, it's actually very, very good.
In terms of competitive play, are you seeing any potential OP play or overpowered plays coming out, or you know, formations, anything like that? Or, and I guess the flip of that, or I guess the extension of that, is are you seeing some of the stuff from last year still being, you know, really powerful? Like I know there were certain sweeps and things like that. So can you talk a little bit about the balance and, you know, what is or isn't overpowered?
Okay, so I'm not a competitive player. Like I'm a top 100 weekly guy when I play, so I'm good, I would say, but I'm not competitive really. I'm mostly about making a good team, not so much about being good with that team. But I would say still stuff like Gun Bunch is still really good. I think anything that like Gun Bunch was really good last year. Basically, almost everybody ran it. Gun Bunch is where you have a tight end. Really, what makes Gun Bunch really good is that you have a tight end on one side of the formation and you have a running back on the other side. So pass protection has been really good in Gun Bunch. But this year, you're able to move your running back to one side, so you can have him on the left or the right. So it does give more formations the ability to run them. So Gun Bunch still really good, but they did nerf it quite a lot this year. So again, like any trips formations are really good overall. The big thing that is pretty much everybody runs on offense is something, a deep crossing route that gets over zones. Basically, no zones cover them. You have to use them. And basically that leads to, well, how do you stop them? Well, you send heat, you send the pressure. And the contain glitch, I'll call it a glitch. There's a QB contain glitch in the game. Some people don't think it's a problem, but basically you do QB contain, you basically hug your ends and you send guys off the edge. And a lot of times they just don't get blocked. So they just come in and the right tackle, if you send it from the right, or the left tackle from the left, they'll get like, there'll be like a guy on the edge, like contain. And all of a sudden it just doesn't react. The tackle just is like, kind of just lets them go and goes against the other guy who's blitzing. So that's definitely an issue on defense. Some people don't think it's an issue because it is blockable, but sometimes even if you do everything right, it still comes in, say, 20% of the time, which is unfortunate because that could be a fourth down, and that might change the play, change the whole game. So I would say the meta is on offense, is trips mostly with deep crossing routes, whatever that is. There's not like one play specifically. PA crosser is really good, but there's a lot of good plays. And then on defense, it's like a DB fire where you send two guys off the edge or one guy and it contain, QB contain, and it kind of glitches a little bit. I would say that's probably what the meta is right now.
Okay. You know, one of the things I noticed when I was playing was, you know, linebackers being more active in some of those zones, and you have to be a little more cognizant of timing and understanding what your QB can and can't do and, you know, what the windows are. I guess in terms of how you feel defenses are playing, is it a situation where, you know, zone threshold last year was a known thing, and I don't know what you think about the way defenses set up in zones, or how, you know, I guess attacking those zones, is that better this year? Is it super different in your experience, or what's your thought on that?
Defense, I will admit, defense is way harder. It is. I remember at the beginning of the year, I couldn't stop anybody, and nobody could stop me either. It was like whoever could score 50 first. It's like nobody could stop anybody, at least on my games. I'm not saying there's some people that were good on defense, but I personally was not. So without the 91 zone, that's what it was last year. 91 zone, that's all you heard about was 91 zone. Everything was 91. And without that being the game, it is defense is a lot harder. And generally with the routes across the middle of the field that just zones just don't play, you have to have a good user. Usering is a little more difficult this year. You can't like run around and hold sprint and just last year you couldn't do this either where you could just like hold triangle or Y on Xbox. You can just go around and do that. It would give you a bad timing, so you couldn't pick it. It's even harder this year. I feel like you can't like with the motion, you can't just run around all over. So that definitely makes it harder. But the zones don't play as well just because of the lack of 91 zone. Defense overall is way harder, but I think overall that's good. I think defense being tough is good. You have to make a lot of adjustments. You have to send pressure. I think that makes for a better competitive game across the board. Now, of course, the contained blitzes, the blitzes that just sometimes just come in, it doesn't matter. Even the best players, you'll see sometimes they'll just get sacked right away. It's like, you can't do anything about it. That probably needs to be fixed, but I think that's something that will probably come in the next update or next update or maybe the one after where they'll make an adjustment there because it is a little weird, but it's not that big of an issue overall. I think overall the defense is hard, but I think it's good.
In terms of thresholds, have you noticed any new thresholds? You know, you talked about the zone coverage threshold from last year. I don't know if you or anybody else has kind of picked out any new ones to kind of the must-have ones to meet.
Yeah, so originally, and I don't know if EA said this, so I don't want to like say that EA misled us here, but it was understood that thresholds were not in the game, that the higher you go up, the more likely that it would be, like the better it is. So if you're 80 zone, 81's better, 82's better. Last year was simply your 91 zone, and I think there was thoughts that 90 might have been something as well, but anything under 90 was all the same. It didn't matter if it was 0 or 89, it's all the same. And this year they said that's basically not the same. And I will say that it does kind of go up more gradually. That's definitely, I think, the case. But there was some data mining, I don't exactly know how that works, where with especially like throwing 80 for throw accuracy short, 85 throw accuracy mid, 90 throw accuracy deep is thresholds. That's pretty much understood. So those are the numbers you're looking for. This early in the game, you can get 80 throw accuracy short, 85 throw accuracy mid pretty easily. 90 is pretty hard. I think the only one that meets all three is Dan Marino, I want to say. Completely, like, if you have the best Dan Marino. So I do know that on defense, it's understood that the 90 is kind of the number you're looking for on the zone, and same with man. But it's not. 99 is basically going to react like 91 was last year. So if you want it to be them to play perfect every time, you want 99, which isn't possible yet. But it will be later on. That will be so. We'll see how the game plays at the end of the year when everybody. It's basically going to be like that last year when everybody has 99. But right now, it's understood that 90 is kind of like the number you're looking for on defense for zone, and I think main as well. I could be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure 90 is what you're looking for. That will give you the best chance at making plays on the ball, since we can't have 99 yet.
How about in terms of chemistries? I don't know if you've powered up any of the cards to, you know, to get the ability chems, you know, some of those real high-level chems, and if some of the must-have ones are the same from last year again, or if there are any chems that are really standing out as necessary this year.
So not many chems are even – a lot of people you play don't have the chems yet because there's not too many players that get them. But I think the same as last year, the playmaker on offense – so good. A lot of people are calling for it to be out of the game. It's that good. You can get playmaker on your receivers and you can run across the field and you can playmaker directly to the, like, you could just say, go to the other side. Just tell them where to go, wherever. It's really hard to use her. So playmaker is really good on offense. I would say that's the number one. There's other ones, but like on quarterbacks, you might want conductor or gunslinger. But I think the only one on offense that is like overpowered, I would say, is playmaker. Some people would argue it's not. Some people would. It depends on where you fall in there. And then on defense, I still think secure tackler is going to be really, really good. Basically, they can't break the tackle if you go to tackle. Mm-hmm. But there's not that many players that can get it. I know, like, J.J. Watt can get it. He's my favorite player. Houston Texas fan. So I know he can get it, but there's not many players that can get secure tackler. But I think that we'll find that will be the best, again, on defense. Secure tackler on defense, playmaker on offense. But so far we haven't really seen many players that have them, because you have to be a 90 overall to even get those Kims, and there's not that many 90 overalls in the game, so that would be why you don't see as many.
You know, the power, we're kind of talking about the new power-up system. You know, certainly it was very contentious last year. It was just very cost prohibitive to, it was, just wasn't worth your time or anything to do it. This year they have a totally new system, and I like it. It seems like most people like it. Have you worked on any specific cards or any strategies in terms of how you want to approach, applying training points, which cards from which programs that you can power up are you using? And can you just kind of talk about how you're approaching powering up some of these cards?
Yeah, power-ups are night and day from last year. They're not necessarily cost-effective, but I think they're just better in the sense they may allow you to kind of make your own team more so and do what you want with your team. You have control over what Kims you put on all the players, that don't have any Kims just already on there, which is awesome. So overall, it just gives you more power. I'm not saying they're necessarily cost-effective. Usually it's better just probably to buy a card, use it, and then sell it when you're done. If you can't sell it, you have to get rid of the training before you can sell it. So not necessarily cost-effective, but I will say players that really – pretty much most players have, just based on how good a value they have, is Randy Moss. Randy Moss, you can get an 89 Randy Moss, which is, I want to say at this point, like a 400K card, for like 1,600 training points, which is way cheaper than what you would pay, and he's one of the best wide receivers in the game. So if you're looking for one of the best wide receivers, Randy Moss, power him up to an 89. And on defense, the same, Champ Bailey's 89 is also a really good value. So I would say wide receivers and corners are really, really expensive, so, which is always the case, like the top-end ones. So those are the best power-ups to do without having to buy the actual piece that costs so much. So I would say that's the best probably way to make a really good team, but be cost effective with how you spend your training. And then when it comes to actually what chemistries you want, it just depends on how you play. Like the lockdown is really popular on defense, because like I said, you want that 90 zone and 90 man maybe. So lockdown allows you to do that. So most people run that. And then on offense, it depends on the thresholds again. What your quarterback looks like. Do you want to get 85 throw accuracy mid? You might run play fake. You want the throw power? You might run go deep. Generally, you're looking at, to me, chemistries. You're looking at your quarterback. How can you make your quarterback better? And on defense, how you can make your secondary better. I think that those are the most important things for me, at least, when I'm building.
You know, elsewhere in the mode, they introduced solo battles this year. Are you playing that? And are you, reaping the rewards of winning those games?
I am not, but I get criticized for somebody who doesn't spend money. I'm a no money spent player for not doing it, because everybody's like, it's such good. Like, you play 13 games every week and you get such good rewards, but you still like to get, I mean, it's 13 games is not like, like it does take a little bit of time to play 13. Plus, if you're not just going to try to hurry up and get the game over, you're trying to, pass for a lot of yards, rush for a bunch of yards, do certain things to get the highest scores. But I will say overall, the solo battles have been way better than I thought they would be. And I don't play them, but just I thought people would hate them. I thought they wouldn't be touched. I thought it would be something you do for a week and then nobody does it again. People are like, you need to do your solo battles because they give such good rewards. And maybe that's – I played two games last week and I'm like, man, I can't play 13. I don't like playing against – I don't like playing solos. But for those who do like doing it, even like I see Problem Right, best player in the world, greatest Madden player of all time. Okay, that I'll just say it. He's the greatest player of all time. And I see him doing them. So like I know they're good. I mean, he probably doesn't like playing solos and he still does them. I know like Joel does them. Like a lot of these top competitive guys do them. So I think they're much better than I thought they would be.
You know, also elsewhere in the game, I don't know if you play, franchise mode or if you do anything else with the game or even, the journey. Do you dabble in anything other areas of the mode of the game?
You said journey. Do you mean long shot?
Or? Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? I've gotten busted actually by EA themselves for mixing up journey and long shot because they're both the story modes.
But
yes, I'm
sound
sorry.
Like this. I can see it. I can see it.
So do you play any of those other modes in Madden?
So actually, I'm really excited. About to do our draft. The 32 creators, YouTube creators, streamers are doing a TFM, I didn't even think we'd talk about this, but we're actually doing a connected franchise. So we have 32 creators actually coming together and doing a huge franchise. And we'll probably just do it for a season, but it's really cool to interact with other YouTubers and play head-to-head with them and just have something cool to just have some content there. So we're actually going to do that. I did do a little bit of connected franchise last year. I think overall franchise, I'm not a franchise player, and I don't think there was much adjustments. I'm not going to say it's really that good this year compared to last year. I don't think there was enough changes overall. That's what I've heard. But if you have friends that you want to, I think connected franchise is one of the coolest things to be able to play. I think it's really enjoyable if you actually have a nice sized league. Just to play like regularly though, I'm not a franchise guy overall, so I don't want to insult the franchise, because I know I'm going to sound like I don't play franchise. I know there's a big franchise community, a lot bigger than I realize when you see, I mean, there's some huge YouTubers that only do franchise. So I know there's a big community. I don't want to upset anybody. It's just not something that I do, but I am going to do it here coming up. So I'm really excited about doing a connected franchise.
One of the things you mentioned, your YouTube channel, one of the things that it seems to be very popular certainly is, you know, when you talk about filters and you go on, you snipe and you do live sniping and whatnot. Obviously, it's still early days for the auction house, and it's going to change over time as, you know, more cards come out, more people sell cards. But so far, do you find that you can still, you know, make coins the way you have using filters, or are you kind of waiting for the market to open up a little bit?
I agree that it does need to be opened up a little bit. I think there is something that sniping is a little bit harder than I can recall in the past. And I think there's a number of reasons why you could point to the fact of quick selling cards training. So you just quick sell. There's just not as many cards being posted. I think that's a problem. The more cards that are posted, I generally like to snipe when there's a ton of cards being posted. Even though that means there's a lot more people on, I'd rather have more competition, more cards being posted than less competition, less cards being posted. I just feel like it's just way harder. And I feel like I kind of understand the auction house pretty well. So I feel like I'll do well when there's a lot of competition. Right now, I feel like that's kind of hurting it a little bit overall. So I do think we're getting into a point, like I noticed the last few days, it's been really good. I think as more cards are being posted, that will maybe make it where filters are, you have to be a little more creative with it. You can't just simply just do elite Bengals and just stay there and just mm-hmm. There's, you got to kind of mess around with it and try to get something that you really find something that's really good, as opposed to pretty much everybody's doing the same filters because there's just not enough cards to be creative yet. There's no real reason to be creative when you can just go elite quarterback. Well, you can't really do that usually, but elite tight end, and just that filter looks great. You can just see the newest cards and you can buy, you know, you can see cards that sometimes will get posted for 100 coins and then awesome, as opposed to when you can't do that later on in the year because there's so many cards, you have to do elite, tight end, cap value, 21 to 30, and then you maybe have to mess with some other program, and you got to do all this stuff. Right now, you don't have to do it. So I do think that hurts it a little bit, as there's just not enough cards being posted. Probably mainly because of the training, I would say. That probably hurts a little bit.
Obviously, you know, you don't work with EA, but I didn't know, you know, we've come into this early part. Everybody, I think, who plays the mode agrees that it's you know, been supported very well after launch here in this first early period. But I don't know, you know, what you expect in terms of from now until Christmas, if you expect it to be, you know, upkept in terms of, you know, new programs and all that kind of stuff. Because it seems like we're off to a really good start.
Okay, I don't want to jinx it. See, EA has a history, and I'm just going to say Madden 18. Madden 18 was very poor content-wise. I think most people will say that. I don't think that's... I hope I'm not insulting. It wasn't good. The content was bad. I actually thought the gameplay wasn't that bad. I thought the gameplay was pretty solid, actually. But the content was just didn't match. Ultimate Team wasn't good in 18. The power-ups are part of it. There's a lot of things that were the issue in 18. But Madden 19, I like what they're doing. What they have decided to do is they're not necessarily dropping more content than 18. What they're doing is they're dropping maybe even less content. It might be less. I don't know. But what they're dropping a few cards that are really good, as opposed to dropping a bunch of cards where two cards are really good, but everybody else is terrible. Mm-hmm. So I really like what they're doing. They're dropping a few cards every day or every few days that are really good. And it makes people open up packs, which of course is good for business. But also it just gets people excited because they're like, yeah, these cards are actually useful. I could add these players to my team. The power-up system helped that as well. There's a lot of things helping it. So I think they could keep it up. We're talking they're dropping like two or three cards like every few days. Like, it's not exactly something I think would be too hard. I don't know how that card making thing, how they have to test everything. Maybe it's a little more difficult than I think it is, but I think they can keep it up. And I like what they're doing. They're basically saying, we're going to drop not that many cards, but we're just going to drop cards that are good. Like, we're going to drop cards that actually help people, people's teams, that get people excited. I think that's really, really good. Once we get team of the week, we'll see how they do that. Cause a lot of times team of the week has like 70, 75 overalls that maybe people don't just kind of ignore. We'll see how they react to that. But overall, I think how they've handled the content has been very good. It feels like there's a lot of content, but if I had to guess, it probably isn't even that much more.
You know, stepping away from you know, Ultimate Team for a second, you know, just to find out a little bit more about yourself, can you tell us, you know, how you know, what's your history with Madden in terms of when you first started playing, and you know, I guess, you know, also, you know, when you got into, you know, filming and putting stuff up on YouTube?
All right, yeah, I haven't talked about this for a long time. So I first started playing Madden, I want to say, not to age myself too much, but I think my first Madden was Madden 98 on the, I believe that would have been the PlayStation, the original PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So I was, I've always been a PlayStation guy. Now I play on Xbox, which is kind of weird, but mostly a PlayStation guy. And then I got, I think in Madden 2001, yes, is when I got a PS2 for Christmas. And I just remember, that was absolutely the best Christmas ever. I did not expect it. And back in 2000, that would have been the Christmas of 2000. Yeah, because Madden 2001, it was impossible to find PS2s. So I've been playing, so that was like the coolest feeling ever. And I've been playing, I've bought every Madden from 98 until now, played every single Madden. But I haven't really played competitively, I would say. I'm not really competitive, but I actually try to, you know, win and actually play a lot more head-to-head until the last couple years, really, namely, really last year and then this year. So maybe even in the end of 17. But I didn't start my YouTube. I started at the end of Madden 16. And it basically, my idea was, I thought I was really good at making coins. I didn't spend money on the game. I'm like, I'm really good at this. I want to, like, I had like so many coins, you know, millions and millions at the end of 16. And I'm like, I just want to get, like, just give them away. But I don't have anybody to give them away to. So basically my channel was, I'm going to show you how many coins I can make, and then I'm just going to give them away to you. And it was like basically a giveaway channel. That's all I did. And some people will insult me because of that. Like, that's basically how my channel started, was I had all these coins at the end of 16. I'm like, here you go. Like, I don't know what to do with them. So that's how I started. Then 17, I started getting into more of the actual showing you exactly how to do it, what's going into my head and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that, like, is when my channel really started growing. I started doing these half-hour videos. Just randomly, I made a video that's a half-hour long. I don't even know why I did it. And I'm just like, there's no way somebody wants to listen to me talk for a half-hour. And for whatever reason, people are like, this is so helpful, because I know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it. And it was a half-hour of me just, okay, nope, that's not a good deal. This is why I think it's a good deal. I'm going to sell it. Here you go. And showing them that it works. And it started growing. And that was December of 17, and since then it's been going really well, and that's really the what took off for me. So,
do you play other sports games, as, you know, Ultimate Team modes, whether it be EA's or even, you know, NBA, you know, 2K or, you know, Pro Evo or whatever?
I tried, and I'm not, again, I don't work for EA, so I'm not paid to say this, but I tried to play 2K this past year. And I think it's pretty much unanimously 2K18 wasn't a good game. I couldn't get into it. I tried 2K18. I'm like, it would be cool, you know, because I put a lot of time into Madden, but I thought it could be nice to play a different game. Like, it looks like it would be fun. I like the NBA. I thought I would enjoy it. But 2K18 was not good. And I know that's I don't think it's good. 2K19, a lot of people say give it another chance. Or I'll say this, I probably will buy 2K19. And give it another shot. But 2K18 was like the first time I actually tried it. And of course, it wasn't a great year. But you can say the same thing. If Madden 18 was the first year I bought Madden, I would have thought that it wasn't good too. So it seems like the 18 wasn't the best for either one. So there you go. There, I took a shot at EA's game too.
You know, in terms of the, like, for 2K, for instance, would you be drawn specifically to, you know, that game or some other game having a great marketplace and giving players the ability to, you know, buy and sell cards? Or would it be more just strictly gameplay that might get you into that kind of a mode?
Well, I'm the guy who likes to work the market and stuff. I'm a math guy, so I love being able to work the market. And I know that 2K's market is a lot more difficult. It's just EA's like a live where you can mess around more with the filters. I think overall it's just better. And the sense of being able to make coins, I think EA's is easier to do it. But, well, with Madden, I guess I should say, because FIFA is a lot different. But Madden is really good for that. So I think gameplay is really good. I didn't really care for 2K's Ultimate Team mode, or I think My Team is what it's called. Or the gameplay, I think, overall. But obviously, if it's a really good gameplay, I'm still going to enjoy it. Like, I'm not going to – I think it's still going to be – if that's really what it comes down to. If you don't have good gameplay, the rest of it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you can build a team if you don't want to play it. Like, to me, like, you got to want to play. What's the point of building a team if you don't play? So you got to play some. But it is fun. I do still like – some people like working the market more than playing the game, which sometimes it is more fun. So I still think the gameplay is at the core. You got to have good gameplay.
Are there other video game genres, you know, outside of sports games or outside of Madden that you enjoy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really played much lately. You know, I tried to get on the Fortnite. I admit it. Fortnite – I'm sure you may have heard of the game. It was it's been pretty big. That game is fun. I think that's a really good game. I love, you know, first-person shooters. Like, I'm a big Call of Duty fan, so hopefully this Call of Duty is really good. I would say that's probably like a Battlefield. I love shooting games. Fortnite's fun. I'm not good at it, but it is fun. So Call of Duty, I'm pretty solid at it. I've been in the past, so Call of Duty's fun. I think Call of Duty will be good. Obviously, Battlefield is always fun as well. So, I think those are good games.
So, wrapping up, is there anything that you can, you know, want to say in terms of any future plans you have, either for, you know, your Madden YouTube channel, or, you know, diversifying out and maybe doing, you know, other ventures or anything like that?
I don't know. I feel like Madden's in a really good place, so I think that's where I'm going to focus right now. Madden, it's been Twitch. I mean, you can look at Problem, right? He's got like 3,500 subs on Twitch. Madden is by far his most he's ever had. And he's by far ahead of everybody else. But Twitch is in a really good spot for Madden. YouTube's in, it seems like it's doing really good for Madden. So overall, that's what I'm going to be focusing my attention on for the foreseeable future. Madden, usually, you know, later on in the year, we'll see how, you know, if Madden is able to, if EA is able to keep up with the content, able to keep up with this momentum that they have. But for now, that is I'm not going to venture off of the other games because at this point, I'm like thinking, why? Like, it's doing so well, at least for my channel content, maybe off screen, but for the channel content, I'm thinking Madden mostly, pretty much for until at least Christmas, because that's when Madden's really at its prime time.
Great. Well, Daniel, thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to us. And again, everybody, absolutely go check out his YouTube channel. It's Chewbacca Lemma. And certainly do not miss his appearances on the Mutthead podcast, which is weekly. Is that right?
That is right. Comes out every Wednesday, sometime around noon. So be on the lookout for that. It's on iTunes. So working on getting on Spotify. So that should hopefully happen pretty soon as well. So every Wednesday it comes out. Past Wednesday did not come out because of the recent events in Jacksonville, but every Wednesday.
Great. Thanks very much. And best of luck to you and happy Madden.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.